Thank you for joining us. You are now listening to the Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere podcast. Hit it!
Levels have been tested. I did it before you got here.
Well, did you like mimic my voice or something?
Yeah,
a good Joel Gardner impression?
I did my best Joel impression.
Okay.
I talked very quietly and very low and very monotone.
All right, I'm satisfied with that. Let's go. Let's do it. Oh, did you have those bursts of just kind of up and down?
I didn't know.
Nice monotone.
I didn't do that, but I'm looking at the levels. They look good.
Okay. Well, then this podcast is off. Welcome, everybody. Yeah, off. We're off.
No, it's on.
Okay. Well, it's off the ground.
Okay.
Let's just do this.
What's the podcast called?
Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere, bitches. What's going on, everybody?
Nothing, yeah. Nothing much. I'm leaving town in a couple days, so we're making sure we get this podcast recorded so that...
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm going to Coachella.
Yeah, you're doing the whole Coachella thing, man. I heard some crazy news about Coachella today. I can't believe you avoided. I accidentally spoiled for your fiance by accident.
Yeah.
I did not know that like you could spoil shit about Coachella, so I was not aware.
Yeah, we're going to the second weekend. This is the first time they've ever done two weekends, so we're going to the second weekend.
Hopefully they do this again. But I said, Tupac's, you know, hey, did you hear Tupac's back?
Yeah.
And they're both like, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, he was at Coachella. And you even thought, you were like, I told you that motherfucker wasn't dead. I've been saying it this whole time.
I have for years. There's no guy. 7 years after you're dead, you're still releasing albums. Fuck off. He's not dead.
So sure enough, when did he die? Like, was it before Coachella was a festival?
I don't know.
That'd be interesting, man, because it was, okay, so Tupac was there in hologram form.
Yeah.
It was a hologram of Tupac, and he was on stage, and at first I was like, because I had known this before I saw the footage of it, and then I was watching in a meeting, I was like, yeah, you can kind of tell it's a hologram, you know. It looks good, but, you know, there's just something about it, something about the movements or something. But then Snoop came on stage, and I was like, oh, actually, that looks pretty fucking good. I don't know if it was just the camera footage or something that made it look a little weird, but as soon as Snoop came on, it kind of validated it almost, and it seemed amazing. It was really fucking cool.
Nice, yeah, I can't wait to see that.
But at the beginning of the song, he like yells out like Coachella, and I was like, what? How do they do that?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's really weird. Like if they can make him say Coachella and sound exactly like him, why can't they just keep producing Tupac shit?
Dude, the dude's not dead, I'm telling you.
You're still not convinced.
It was a hologram, but the hologram was recorded last week. That's what I'm telling you.
That's your big conspiracy?
Dude, there's no... I'm telling you, it's for sure. He's getting, in like 10 years, he'll come back and be like, haha, biggest punk ever played. Like, I was at Coachella.
It's been longer than that. I think it's been 10 years, man.
No, but I mean, it'll be another 10, and he'll be like an old man. He'll come up and be like, ma, ma.
Well, what does he have to gain from that, though?
He just, biggest joke ever played. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Isn't that what's his name from Man on the Moon? That
Andy Kaufman. Yeah,
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, and speaking of that, do you know what I heard recently?
What?
There are people actually going around saying that Alex Jones is Bill Hicks.
Is Bill Hicks? Yeah, I heard that.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I laughed my ass off.
Now, granted, they look very similar.
They do look pretty similar.
Like when the guy first said it to me, I went, nah. Like, they do look exactly the same. I was like, but then I put two pictures of them side by side, and Alex Jones' eyes are way further apart. His nose is much broader. There, it's obviously not true.
So there was enough of you to believe it may be possible for you to check it out on the internet and put two of those pictures side by side. You know, maybe there's something to this.
Yeah, people were saying that Bill did what Andy Kaufman always wanted to, so.
Yeah. I heard a conspiracy that you kind of wrote to me the other day, and this conspiracy that you think Fez is no good.
Yeah,
this game, this arcade title Fez that I'm currently loving now.
Because of me, I'm like, Joel, you got to get this game. Like, and I was like, I bought it without even trying it. Go get it. You know? And you're like, and then you go get it, you love it. I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
It's all right. It's not great.
No, I mean, this is...
Dude, I thought the opening was brilliant. Let's explain the game first of all.
So, don't spoil the opening, because it was spoiled for me.
I won't spoil the opening, but all I'll say is that it was absolutely brilliant. Better than even Journey's opening, I thought. It totally two different things, but I just thought overall it was... It had me in stitches, and I was laughing my ass off, and I thought it was just great.
Yeah, no, it is good.
But anyway, the game itself is a arcade title on the Xbox Live. I'm not sure if it's out on PSN. We should probably check that out.
No, it's not. It's just Xbox
Live. Just Xbox Live. 800 points. That's like $10, $12. Can't go wrong. And it's a 2D platformer with 3D elements to it. So meaning... You're given a level, and it's not necessarily side to side. It's not a side scrolling platformer. It's just pretty much up and down.
It's more up and down than it is left and right, but it's left and right too.
Slightly, you know, not.
It can't be very much, can it?
Yeah, it can't be very much because you can rotate the level 90 degrees. It starts off as a 2D world, and then all this mythology about the cube comes in, and then you all of a sudden get the power of the cube, and you can rotate your 2D flat world.
And everybody else is still stuck in 2D.
Yeah, exactly. And you now are set out to find missing pieces of cubes that then you put together to gain access to other levels, blah, blah, blah. I think it is awesome. I love the puzzle elements of it. I love... everything about it, the mythology of it. I love the opening was brilliant.
The music's excellent too.
Yeah, the music is excellent.
It's like old school 8-bit music, but with haunting tones and really interesting melodies. Yeah. And
everything about it is like an old school game. It's all 8-bit style, but with a modern twist on it. You know, like everything has just like the modern kind of feel to it, and a little.
Well, so here's primarily where I was mostly disappointed. I was, from what I read online, I was expecting it to be like Echo Chrome, where you had full control over the rotation. It wasn't just hit a button and rotate 90 degrees and you can see the
floor. Oh, you mean analog control
over. Right.
Okay.
Because Echo Chrome, you had to rotate it until things lined up and formed little bridges by two edges of objects touching, and all of a sudden they became one object.
Which happens in Fez.
It does, but in... like quarter turn motions. It's all 90 degrees and it's very rigid, right? And I don't know. I was just expecting it to be this where I had full control over the rotation. So I was disappointed by that right off the top. I was like, oh, really? It's only 90 degree turns?
And I never played Echo Chrome, so I didn't have that disappointment at all.
Well, and Echo Chrome is a totally different game, too. I'm just saying that's what I was expecting, and it wasn't what I thought. Because one reviewer I read said it was all about lining things up and forming the perception of things being connected,
which when they is really true,
weren't. Which is true, but just not to the level that Echo Chrome did. It was brilliant. You know? So
I understand. Yeah.
So I was disappointed in that. And then I don't know. And then I've just found it a little bit confusing at times, to tell you the truth. I've been playing and I've been like lost, and I've been like, where am I? I don't know how to get back anymore. Yeah, and
you get over that feeling. I had that exact feeling. I was like, oh my God, I've just gone so deep into this one door. I can't even remember where I originally started, where those other doors were to collect those cubes that I saw way up there. Like, yeah, it does become very confusing. But if you learn to use the map and how the map works, it's actually not confusing at all, man.
Yeah, cool. One of the reviews I read said the map was unintuitive. But as I was using the map, I was like, no, this makes sense. It's just weird.
It is weird, and you do get used to it. And, I wouldn't say it was intuitive. Like, at first, I was like, holy fuck, I don't understand this map at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you get used to it.
But yeah, I don't know what it is. It was one of those things. I'm getting back into one of those modes where I'm playing games I know are amazing, and I'm just bored with games in general. Like Fez was one, and Uncharted 3 is another one. I'm playing it. Uncharted 3 is unbelievable. It's probably the best, like, third-person platformer I've ever seen in terms of cinematic qualities and the direction and how the camera is just moving around the character so fluidly at all times. And
do I would I have to play 1 and 2 to play 3?
No, not at all. Like, 3 is its total standalone story. I mean, like, you're missing out a little bit on the history of the characters.
Yeah.
But this one flashes back. Like, after the first scene, it flashes back to when the two main characters met, and you get a bunch of back history that you had no idea of on the first two. So, man, it's a self-contained story. And 2 is the same way. I remember feeling the same way when I played 2. I'm like, yeah, they've given us the same characters, but the story is very self-contained, just like Indiana Jones was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Indiana Jones, you didn't need to see any of the previous movies. That's very true. You'd miss out on a couple jokes, like the going for his gun and it's not there, right?
Yeah.
That. Yeah. You'd miss out on a couple jokes, but other than that.
The snakes thing and shit like that.
So, but I don't know what it is. And you were bringing it up the other day, and you were just talking about, like, how come you don't fucking play Minecraft, and how come you don't play any multiplayer games that I want to play. And I'm just like, yeah, man, I'm just bored with games lately. Like, I get into this mode where I just, every once in a while, I'm like, nothing's new enough anymore. It's like, I've done this 100 times. Like, I'm playing Uncharted 3. It's brilliant. And I'm still going, I've done this 100 times. Like, this is just the same shit again, different story. And I'm like, so now I'm just really throwing myself into fighters. I'm just picking a fighter each night. I've been playing Mortal Kombat one night, or Street Fighter versus Tekken another night, or Marvel versus Capcom another night. And I find it to be this super pure gameplay of...
Yeah, I can't get into fighters just for that simple reason, I think, is that if you want to be good at a fighter, it's like an RTS. You have to dedicate a lot of time to that fighter.
Dude, especially these Capcom ones. I'm mind fucked at how complicated they are.
You know, I've seen you play, and you're just like, you look at me and eventually just like, don't even hold the controls. It's like, yeah, there's nothing I can do here. He's got me in a like a quadrillion fucking combo that I can't break, and I don't know how to break. Or
even after they finish their combo, they somehow know how to get on top of you immediately as you're getting up. Can't block. Or you block, and you might get one or two blocks off, but then you'll block down, and they know the move to do to punch down and hit you while you're blocking down.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're standing, they know the move to start a combo when you're standing. And then when you finally get a hit in, they got these combo breakers, and it's like, boom, they stop your combos. And it's like, it's insanely complicated now. Mortal Kombat was, I could wrap my head around it, but man, these Capcom fighters are difficult.
Yeah, they're very, very deep, man.
And Marvel versus Cap, but in another sense, they're better too, because the combos are predictable. In Mortal Kombat, the combos are all just, you have to memorize your character's combos. But in the Capcom games, the combos all have a flow from low attacks to high attacks, like low power attacks to high power attacks. So you don't have to memorize a character's combos. You can figure out what they are just by knowing, well, this is a low move, and then this is a medium move, and then that's a high move, and then special, and I can chain those together.
Yeah.
And then start it over. If you can get them juggled up, then you can start low, medium, high again in the air and stuff like that. So
I see. Okay.
There's wicked formulas that go along with the combos, where in Mortal Kombat, it's just
memorizing buttons.
Yeah, memorizing your character sequence.
Oh, I see.
So,
yeah, I mean, if I would love to get into a fighter, but yeah, back in the day I used to love Tekken. Like, Tekken was my series back in the day, and Paul was my character, and I was unstoppable on Street Fighter PlayStation 1, but
you gotta see Street Fighter Cross Tekken, man. It's good. I mean, it's nothing like Tekken. It's Street Fighter 4 with Tekken characters thrown in, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all in there, man. Paul's there, Kuma's there, fucking Hayashi, fucking...
Yeah, I might have to check it out.
Yoshimitsu.
Yeah, I might have to check it out. But even the Tekken series lost me after a while, you know?
Yeah, well, this is nothing like that. It's pure Street Fighter 4, like...
Yeah. Right on. Well, speaking of games being addicted to, or at least games I'm addicted to, the fucking iOS games lately, I can't stop. Man,
yeah,
can't stop playing them. Fucking Bike Baron,
you love Bike Baron.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. 99 cents. I played on the iPad, and if you've ever played Trials or Joe Danger, it's very Joe Danger, man. It's such a dope Joe Danger ripoff. It's like a motocross side-scrolling game. you're saying something you didn't feel, that the bike isn't as agile as it is in Joe Danger. Like Joe Danger, you can pull off like quadruple flips, like no problem. Whereas this one, it's hard to pull off a single backflip.
Mm-hmm.
But I do find it more realistic, kind of, and the controls very like a lot more precise than Joe Danger, even Joe Danger, even Trials, I think. But nice. 99 cents on, and I'm still going. I still haven't finished the game, and I play it nonstop, so it's quite extensive in terms of the levels and everything.
What was that iOS game I linked you to today? Crossfire or something?
No, what did you say it was called?
Here, I'll just bring up our. I can't bring up our chat history.
Hold on.
There it is. Clear Vision.
What's Clear Vision? I didn't even look at the link, to be honest with you.
Well, first of all, their review, the subtitle is Boom Headshot, so I immediately thought of you for that, right? Like, I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
The biggest game you've never played,
Boom Headshot. It's been number 3 on the top apps for, like, months, and it's only because of Angry Bird Space and Draw Something that it's not in number 1. And apparently it's all like a story about a sniper, and you've got to like take people out, and it's all stick figures though. Like the whole thing is acted out by stick figures.
What's this game called? Clear Vision? I'm going to look it up right now and get it, man.
See, and like
Clear Vision. Yeah, here we go.
Like, see, it's all acted out. It's like, I don't know.
99 cents. There's like a plus 12 version, which is free, and then the plus 17 version is 99 cents. Yeah. That's funny. Obviously, I'm going to get the 99 cent version.
So yeah, it looks like it's all like stick figures shooting each other in the head, and you're like a sniper that you got to take people out.
I can't do it, man. Look at this shit. I can't fucking do it. I hate when the iPhone does this shit.
Don't press it a bunch of times. Just press it once.
Well, it wasn't even indicating that it was downloading like normal. Now look at it. Now it's going crazy.
Yeah, just give it a second.
You stupid fucking smartphone.
You guys should have seen how many times Joel just clicked the buy button. Like, he's like, what the fuck? Why isn't it buy? Buy. Buy it. Buy it. It's like, I think you just bought it like 6 times.
There's not enough storage, my ass. It's been saying this for a while, man. Huh. That I don't have enough storage. Oh, okay. My God, I'll be pressing that forever.
I'm sure all
the phone down.
I'm sure all our listeners are so interested in your iPhone's technical difficulties.
Well, what the hell was that?
But anyway, so Clear Vision apparently is this awesome iOS game that nobody's ever played, but a lot of people have because it's number 3 on the top list. So why would they say the biggest game you've never played?
Yeah, that's funny. Another one is one our listeners actually had a hand in developing, which is Kinect Poker.
Right.
I think it's awesome, man. It's very addicting.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah, really good job. So the idea of it is there's a playing field of, I can't remember how many cards, but your screen is covered with cards, and then it's your job to connect in any way, pretty much, a poker hand.
So like a pair, a straight, or a flush?
A flush, two pair, a full house, whatever it is. And then there's just different modes. There's like classic mode and then arcade mode.
Would you say it's comparable to Bejeweled, but with cards instead of jewels? Yeah,
very Bejeweled.
Yeah, no, so it was cool that way. I was really impressed. One thing that was super funny about it was I was almost ready to write the guy a note saying, you know, your game's really cool, man, but you can't expect anybody to take you seriously if you don't have any sound. You got to have sound in your game. And then I realized, I just had the sound turned off and the game was filled with sound.
How close? We're like almost hitting the send button.
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to the board to like type him a message saying, man, your game's great, but like honestly with no sound, if I hit a bomb and I don't hear a bomb sound, I'm not playing your game. But no.
The one thing I did was when I first got on, I immediately tried to connect a full hand. Like, didn't know you just connect, like, you can just connect 2 cards. You don't have to connect 5 cards. It's just the cards that make the winning hand or whatever. So I was immediately going, like, 2 pair, but with, like, 3 random cards. And it wasn't doing anything. I'm like, well, what the fuck? Then 3 pair, then, like, trying to connect full hands. And I was almost to that point, too, like, get a write-up and be like, dude, your game's broken.
Yeah.
It doesn't work at all.
I was doing the same thing, and I just thought that pairs were impossible, and I was just going for straights, flushes.
Oh, yeah.
Full houses. I thought that's all you
could get.
Yeah,
the pairs are too easy to get or something.
But it didn't take long to figure out. The game's very friendly.
Within like a couple minutes. Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, okay, that's how you do it.
The game's very friendly. It's very cool. And check it out. Kinect Poker. Definitely pick it up.
Yeah, was it only 99 cents? I think it's only 99 cents.
I'm not sure. He gave it to us for free, so.
Because he's awesome. Yep. That was Vismund.
Yes, Vismund.
Edit. Actually, Kinect Poker is no longer available on the App Store as it's been taken down. So Vismund's working on getting a new publishing deal with another publisher. So hopefully it'll be released again soon, and this time for free. So that's awesome. Props to you.
Anyway, and the last one, which was a game that you played, was, I imagine a lot of people have probably played out there too, was Sword and Sorcery.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that game.
Dude, I can't believe like this is new to you. I told you about this game when it first came out.
Yeah, amazing. Just the atmosphere, the sound.
You know, it changes every time you play it through too, right? Like your second playthrough will have different events happen that didn't happen the first time. No, I haven't finished my first
playthrough yet. I'm only a few levels in.
No, it's short. And the whole point is you play it over and over again. And each time you play it through, slight things change each time. And it's really interesting to experience that way. And,
nice. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah,
very cool. A lot of neat and original ideas in that game.
And very like gorgeous graphics for being all 8-bit.
Yeah, it's all 8-bit again, but amazing. Like I said, just the whole atmosphere of it and the ambient sound and just everything I thought was perfect.
Yeah, I should play it through again on the plane. Last time I played it was the last time I was on a plane. I'm going on a plane Wednesday. Maybe I should play it again.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I got my Vita now, and I think I'm going to pick up Blaze Blue for Vita tomorrow before I leave.
What the fuck is Blaze Blue?
It's another fighter. Very popular in Japan.
Loving your fighters, eh?
Yeah, I'm just... there was another fighter that came out called... was it Gun Girls or something like that? Did you see that one on the Xbox Live Arcade?
I think I did, yeah. It was all anime style.
Yeah, it's actually like the characters are fucking awesome. Like I played the demo.
It's
getting
good reviews. It's got like 4.5 stars out of 5 or something on the...
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here. Where is the... What was it called? Skullgirls. 78 Metascore. Not bad. And the one thing that I really disliked about it when I first played it was no move list. And I was like, bullshit, man. Where's my move list? And then I remembered... That's what fighters used to be, man. Yeah, that was the whole challenge, the moves, was you had to figure that out.
Exactly.
And you were in the arcade, and you'd see a guy do a move with your guy, or a fatality, and you'd be like, how'd he do that?
You'd have to buy the fucking guidebook.
There was no internet. There was no guidebooks, man. There was no guidebook.
The guidebooks were the first thing to come out, you know.
For arcade, I don't remember there being guidebooks for Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat 2.
Maybe it's just like, I don't know.
There would be for the console version thing
back in the day that only the pro gamers would like trade around.
Yeah, and then the internet came out, and they realized, well, we can't stop people from sharing all over the internet what the moves are now.
So we might as well just put it in the
game. Right in the game now. Which I remember kind of feeling like fighters died that day. I was like,
fighters died that day. The internet was born.
But now I just feel like I need a moves list. But I think I might pick up Skullgirls just because the characters are awesome. Like you got to see the drawings.
Women, females?
Yeah, I think they're all girls. Yeah, one of them's wicked. She's got like a tight black dress and like a big like upside down.
What's going on out here?
There's some drama outside my window.
Some vulgar language coming from outside.
One of the chicks has got like tight black dress with an upside down like red cross on her chest, and I'm like, yes, that chick rules.
Upside down cross?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And her name's like Demonica or something like that. It's wicked.
She's right up your alley then, dude.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I love that chick.
Right on. Anything else in the gaming world? Have you heard anything about Turtle Beach headphones being garbage or something?
No.
Two of my buddies had Turtle Beach headphones keep breaking, but mine have been nothing but great. Like I love my Turtle Beach.
Yeah, no, I've heard they're really good. I've got the ones that Kelsey got me, and they're fine. They're not Turtle Beach. They're something else.
Oh, well then, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, some guy. I don't know.
No, but yeah, my buddies have gone through like 3 or 4 fucking sets.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know what else to do. I mean, Turtle Beach seem to be the standard out there, at least from what I know.
I just really want wireless ones. Like, are they really good quality wireless headphones?
I'm talking about for Xbox.
Yeah, no, me too.
Yeah, I just want to make that clear because I don't know of any other headphones.
Like, are any of those really Turtle Beach ones wireless?
Yeah, like the ones that my buddy Drew has are wireless, and they just broke last night. Like, there's crackling noise in them. Just sounds like garbage.
Well,
yeah, unfortunately, but I don't know if anyone else out there has problems with Turtle Beach headphones. Let me know, and I won't be buying any more Turtle Beach, I guess. Even though mine have been good, I got no complaints about mine.
Huh.
Anyway, what are we at here, dude? We want to answer some. Let's look at some. See if there's any questions on the forum.
I broke my elliptical today.
You broke your elliptical, well, or did you get a 60-year-old man to move your elliptical and he broke it?
That's how it happened. Yeah, he reefed on the one of the legs, and yeah, I think it's broken now. Now when you turn it on, it says brake error. $2,500 elliptical just busted.
That's what you get.
I know, and if I tried to move it myself, I wouldn't have been in the shape because I would have injured myself before I could have possibly injured the elliptical.
No, the elliptical isn't broke, so you can't like get in shape to like prevent yourself from continuing.
I'm pretty sure he was injury. Like 58 too. I don't think he's 60.
I don't think he's 60 yet. Let's make that clear, okay? The guy's 58.
Oh, but you wanted to answer some questions?
If you want, man. I mean, there's a few on here. I mean, what kind of work did you do before PP, and can we view it? Talking about acting work before pure ownage.
That was funny because when he first asked that, I was like, "Work?" I'm like, "Yeah, well, you know, I drove parts with Joel. We worked at Renfrew Chrysler together
for a while. Parts driver at a car dealership, and
yeah, Joel and I used to.
You know, I worked at Safeway for a while.
Did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I worked in the dairy department. I'd sit behind the milk containers and stuff, and I'd just sit on milk crates and read magazines and drink chocolate milk my entire nice. Shift.
And Joel, many people may not know this, Joel was a private eye for a while as well. A private
investigator. That's right, people. Private fucking dick right here, man. So if you need any investigation work, it's so funny how glamorous people think that job, like, it sounds like, dude, you're a private eye. Like, anytime I tell anyone I was a private eye, they're like, oh, no way. And I'm like, yeah, I got to sit in my van for hours on end at times, for sometimes 8 hours, just watching, see if it's like...
Pissing in plastic pissing jugs. In
plastic jugs. And
did John ever shit in a jug?
I don't know. I do not know. I do know one time I was pissing in a jug while I was on watch with John. One night we were watching one of his clients, and I was pissing in a jug, and all of a sudden his client came out, and we had to go. So he's yelling at me, don't get this shit. I'm getting it all over the place. So he's up there yelling at me, telling me not to get it all over the place.
Wow.
And yeah. I was pissing all over.
But anyway, so they mean acting work. And it would be really interesting, cause I think, because there is something that you, me, Jeff, and Jarrett all did together. Which was pi divided by 4.
Yeah, pi divided by 4, which I think there's a few people out there that I have seen some of that footage.
I think maybe I can borrow a cheeseburger until Friday.
People know where that is. If you want to see that clip, that's on my YouTube page right now, actually.
Nice.
But that's taken from pi divided by 4. Pi divided by 4 was a sketch comedy show that we used to do. I wouldn't really even call it sketch comedy. They were like short comedic skits, almost. Some of them were very artsy, like The Fan was very kind of artsy and kind of out there. And even I don't know what the fuck that thing was about.
Yeah.
No, and I wrote that shit, you know.
I was originally in the star of The Fan, and I did a terrible job, and I got replaced by Jeff Hodgson.
You were replaced by him. You were originally the star of, what was the one skit that never got made that we filmed probably like 20 times? Yeah, Hurtin'. This skit called Hurtin', which originally Derek was, and then Jarrett was the lead actor in, and...
There's footage of me faking drinking water out of a swamp that I think people still watch and laugh because it's so badly acted, where I'm like, I'm supposed to be dying of thirst and drinking water out of a stream,
and barely touching the water because he finds it gross or something.
Yeah, I find it gross or something. It was a swamp, for fuck's sake. It was disgusting water, and you guys are like, go and lean over and drink that water, and I'm like, yeah. So I get sick. Shit. Yeah, so I get he's sick and shit.
Dipping his fingers, the tip of his fingers in it, and like pinching in water. He's putting that towards his mouth, like, not touching his lips.
Like it's bread. It's like it's, I'm like picking it up, water, like it's bread, and I'm trying to eat it.
But yeah, there's a few things you can find out there. We used to do a lot of indie filming before Pure Onage came out, but
well, Pure Onage was just indie film before it exploded. Pure Onage
was technically one of the.
Well, it was just Jeff and Jared fucking around.
Yeah, it was just them testing out editing equipment. So
it just exploded.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what we used to do before Pure Onage, and that's kind of how we all got started. And
yeah, we did a lot of we did a lot of filming that never made it to final edit or anything. Like we just wrote and filmed all the time.
I've got books and books of just sketches and ideas and short stories and shit that I don't think we'll ever see like film. You know.
Yeah.
But you know. Man,
there's Joel's recording the people outside. I don't know if you guys heard that. It looks like it was picked up. Somebody like super fiercely fighting. There's a domestic in the making
fucking,
here.
Fucking asshole bitch. Fucking Kent bitch. Fucking shit.
There's a domestic.
Hold on.
I think he heard you making fun of him. I think he heard Joel making fun of him, and then he yelled at us. He was like, "You fuckers making fun of me." Yeah, we got a domestic situation in the making here.
I think that might have been one of the homeless people you got living in your alley or something.
That got in a car and drove away?
No, he didn't get in the car, man. He was still yelling. Was that him yelling in from the car?
I think so.
Oh, pfft. He didn't hear me. There's no way he heard me, man.
Okay, so anyways, next question.
Here's one. What prompted you to start the podcast?
That's a good question. I don't know. When I saw that, I was like, yeah, I don't know.
I think it was just the want to do something. And I think that's kind of where the name kind of came from. Like, Derek had speaking of sketches, Derek had a sketch that he wrote a few years back called Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. And I always thought that was a cool name. And you know, just thinking of names for the podcast, it seemed to kind of fit because we were like, well, you know, we just want to do something and we know we're stuck in Calgary where not much goes on, but we got to be able to do something. And that's, yeah, kind of where the name came from and kind of where the idea came from. Just, well, we sit around and talk shit all the time about video games and just whatever. Why not just record it and release a podcast?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it came about.
That's pretty much happened. And then, yeah, people really liked it and adopted it. And we were like, all right, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah, might as well keep doing it. Might as well.
And now, look at us. Now we own a world, virtual world. That's how far we've come.
Speaking of which, everybody on our Minecraft server, PvP is now in effect, motherfuckers. So there is a zone. If you want to know where it is, go to the forums. It's all mapped out there. And just know, once you step inside this zone, you are now anyone's bitch.
And destruction is allowed now. And there was one house inside the zone. And we're really sorry to the guy
Whoever's house this is, if you're listening to us right now, we totally apologize. I can't remember what the guy's name was because it was on a sign outside of his house. Even the guy that...
And that sign is blown up
now. That sign is now no longer there. It's funny because I made the decision today and then I announced it on the server. And immediately one of our users was like, sweet! And went into the zone and destroyed everything that wasn't official. So, you know, that's the walls, the train station, the railway system, and the big giant spheres, which will have a purpose. We will let you know what that is in the future here, but there's some big giant spheres I built in the middle of the PvP area. Anyway, those are all off limits, but anything else is full game. So he goes and starts destroying this one guy's house, the only house in the zone which could not be avoided. I'm sorry, whoever you are, but your house was just in a bad fucking spot, and it was the only spot open to the PvP zone.
So if you do come back, we'll replace your mats.
Yeah, we will replace your mats, so don't worry about that.
Kick you down some gold armor and some diamonds, maybe. Yeah, gold armor sucks.
Yeah, we don't want gold armor, just for the inconvenience. But I found it so funny, like, as he was destroying it, I was like, you didn't just destroy some of that dude's house, did you? He's like, yeah, that wasn't on the list. And I'm like, yeah, shit, I totally forgot about that one dude's house. Could you not tell it was a house? I mean, there was like a TV, like a guy built like a fake TV in there and everything, and a nice lounge with a fireplace. And I'm like, who would build that in the PvP zone and spend time building that without...
Yeah.
But you can't blame him. I mean, it's my fault. I didn't say anything, so whatever. But if you want to get in on the good times, we're going to have some Hunger Games, or as I like to call it, Battle Royale, going on next week. But I won't mention what that is because Derek has yet to see the movie and does not want me to spoil anything.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Hunger Games.
It's still a movie about people fighting for food. So
that's what we think. I just, like I said, I know there's hunger in games.
That's all Derek thinks, and that's all he knows at this point. So let's just keep him in the dark. The rest of us will have some fun playing some. When are you going to see this movie? Are you going to see it anytime soon?
We keep being to, and now I'm going to, maybe in California.
Yeah, you sure you don't want to see the Three Stooges instead?
Three Stooges. I really want to see the 21 Jump Street remake.
But yeah, I heard that's really funny. Yeah. Which I definitely want to check that out. Another movie I want to check out, holy shit, just came out. Cabin in the Woods, man.
Oh, yeah, I heard that was decent.
Just decent? That's all you've heard?
Wait, no, I'm thinking of, that's not the one that's the comedy, is it? The comedy horror?
See, I've heard that it's a comedy horror, and that kind of worries me a bit. Because I didn't think it was a comedy horror at all. I knew it was a horror movie with a new twist is what I heard. That there's like, you know, it's a different take on that typical teenagers go to a cabin in the woods and start getting slaughtered by.
Yeah, I heard it was very much like Scream, and that it was half comedy, half horror.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't mind. Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily classify Scream.
Not the satirical, I don't know.
But yeah, I did read that somewhere else, which kind of worries me. I don't know. We'll see. Cabin in the Woods. What was the other one that just got released? I really want to see. Anyway, I can't think of it.
This we're at 37 minutes, and I've farted like 4 times in the past.
No, dude. So, no, yeah. No. Really? We've got to vacate this area right soon, because Derek farted earlier. Conveniently, right when my head was right by his ass, because I was filling around with my laptop. And let's just say it didn't smell too good. So let's get the fuck out of here, because I can't hold my nose for very much longer. This has been Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. We love you, bitches. Go check out our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Oh, my God, Derek. Oh, my God. It hit me. Holy fuck. But how do we do it? So let's just say base.
Let's just say base and get out of here at base.
Oh, my God.
It's
no, wait 5 seconds.
Oh. You gotta wait.
Yeah!